Hallelujah. Can we give God a better clap offering? And a louder shout of hallelujah. Please take your seat in heavenly places. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate God for this privilege to stand here to share what God is about to deliver to us this morning. I also want to appreciate our Father and our Mother for this privilege. It will never be abused in the name of Jesus Christ. What I'm about to share today is a product of so many years of the teachings and the impartation He has given us. So it is the direct from the teachings He has done in the past. Hallelujah. Can we lift our right hand? Father, we appreciate you for your help this morning. We thank you for your help. So far since the conference began, we ask that you do something new in our lives, change our story, and let our destinies never remain the same. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Welcome somebody by your side and tell that person, I am ruling and dominating by light. Hallelujah. I have been instructed to share a word, ruling and dominating by vision. The book of Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1 to 3. Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1 to 3. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write a vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Somebody say amen. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Praise the Lord. Our objective this morning is in threefold. Understanding, one, understanding what vision is all about. And number two, understanding the impact of vision. And thirdly, understanding what it takes to arrive at vision that guarantees dominion. I want to begin by saying that where you are or where a person is a function of what that person has seen. It's a function of vision. And where you are going to be tomorrow will be a function of what you are seeing today. Where you are today, where we are as a ministry today, is a function of what our Father has seen years behind. And where we are going to be tomorrow is a function of what we are currently seeing. The eagle bird is a bird that dominates in the sky. And one of the greatest attribute of the eagle bird is the power of vision. The eagle bird rules and dominates by the power of vision. Now, what is vision all about? What is vision all about? Number one, vision is a clear definition of life's destination, where you are going, where you want to end. Vision is a clear definition of life's destination. And number two, vision is a clear picture of a preferred future. The future you prefer, how you want it to be. That is what vision is all about. A clear picture of a preferred future. And thirdly, vision is insight into God's purpose for a man's life. It is insight into God's purpose for a man's life. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. The Bible says concerning Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. and I ordain thee as a prophet unto the nations. So vision is insight into God's purpose for a man's life. There are scriptural examples of men who experienced dominion by vision. The first example is Abraham. Genesis chapter 13 verse 14 to 15. Genesis chapter 13 verse 14 to 15. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lord was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northwards, thank you sir. Again, Genesis chapter 13 verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lord was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it unto thy seed forever. Somebody say amen. So it is what a man sees that God gives. All the lands that thou, you will see, is the land I will give. The second example of a man that dominated by vision is Jacob. In Genesis chapter 31, verse 9 to 12, Genesis chapter 31, verse 9 to 12. Thus has God taken away the cattle of your father and has given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leap upon the cattle were ring-streaked, speckled, and greased. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I say, here am I. So we see in the life of Jacob, what he saw in a dream was what he ended up having. The third example is Joseph. Joseph, at the beginning of his life, saw something concerning his life, saw something concerning his destiny. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 5, Genesis chapter 37 verse 5, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, here, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed, that is vision. For behold, we were binding sheep in the field, and lo, my sheep arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheep stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheep. And his brethren said unto him, shall thou indeed reign over us? That is dominion. And shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And in 9, and he dreamed yet another dream, and told his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Somebody say amen. That shall become somebody's portion and testimony after this service. That amen is not correct at all. Now, what is the impact of vision? What is the impact of vision? What is the impact of vision? Number one, vision fuels motion in life and destiny. Vision will fuel motion in life and destiny. That means there can be no vision, no motion, no progress in life for as long as vision is not on ground. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, where we read before. It says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. So vision fuels motion, that he may run that readeth it. Number two, vision sponsors speed. Speed in life, speed in ministry, speed in career, speed in destiny. Vision sponsors speed. Again, Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2 says, make it plain, make the vision plain upon tables that he may run. So if you are going to experience speed, if there is going to be speed in your life, it's a function of what you have seen or what you have seen. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11 to 12. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11 to 12. He said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. For I will hasten my word to perform it. Thou hast well seen. Because you have seen it well, I will hasten. That talks about speed. I believe that for someone here, when you leave this conference, the works of your hands, your ministry, your career, your destiny, you shall experience speed like never before. That amen is not a good amen. Number three, vision is a key, is key to possession. People possessed by vision. If your life is empty, if you are empty-handed, it's a function of what you are not seeing. If you see something, then you will possess something. Vision is key to possession. God told Abraham, you need to see something if you must possess the land. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 15, where we read, the Lord said unto him, after the Lord was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where you are. The place where you are is not important, but what you are seeing is important. From the place where you are, look northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed forever. So what you see is what you possess. What you don't see, you cannot possess. Somebody say amen. So one of the most important possessions in life is vision. It doesn't matter what you don't have. It doesn't matter what is available, what is not available in your life. You may not have money, you may not have any other thing. But if you possess vision, you have everything. Are we together? He said, from the place where you are. You know what happened to Abraham? After Lord left him, it looks like Lord had taken the best part of the land. And that was why God came to Abraham and told him, from the place where you are. It may look as if you are empty, but look up. Look northward, southward, eastward, and then I will give it to you. Somebody is possessing something after this service. That amen is not a good amen. What you've been trusting God for is happening after this service. Can I hear a louder amen from you? Number four, vision is key to a life of focus. Is key to a life of focus. When you see a man who is focused, like our father and our mother, like our grandfather, Bishop David Oyedepo, these are men of vision. Vision is a key, is a key to a life of focus. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 22. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 22. He said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. Your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. Hallelujah. So vision is key to a life of focus. You are focused against distraction. You are focused against distraction. It's a function of the vision on your mind. Number five, vision is key to a life of impact. Men of impact are men of solid vision. Show me a man who is making impact in his world. I will show you a man whose heart is not emptied of vision. So vision is key to a life of impact. Men of vision are men of great impact. Our father and our grandfather are clear examples of men with a vision, with vision, solid vision, making impact in their generation. Where we are today, the glory dome, where we are today, is the function of the vision that was seen yesterday. The crowd that we witnessed last Sunday is a function of the vision. Our father told us of placing pictures everywhere concerning crowd. So he saw it coming and then he saw it happening. I prophesy today, what you have seen will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. So vision is key to a life of impact. Where there is no impact, it's a clear indication there is nothing on the table of your mind. Somebody here, something is happening to you. Can I hear a louder amen? When you leave this place, on your return, you will see massive impact everywhere. Explosion everywhere. Can I hear a louder amen from you? Number six, vision brings transformation. transformation of life, transformation of destiny, transformation of ministry, transformation of career. Vision brings transformation. If you want to experience transformation, you must be a man of vision. You must be a man and a woman of vision. Vision has the capacity to change the visionaire. It has the capacity to change the visionaire. You begin to look like what you look at. You begin to look like what you look at. What you look at changes you. It brings change into your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. But we all, with an open face, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. So change, transformation happen because of what we see. Somebody is experiencing change after this service. After this conference, somebody is experiencing change. If you are that person, your amen will roll like thunder. Change in business, change in career, change in ministry is happening to you. Transformation of life and destiny is happening to you in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, you will shout a louder amen. Look at somebody by your side and tell that person, you will experience transformation and change in your life after this conference. Can I hear a louder amen from you? Hallelujah. So vision brings transformation of life, transformation of destiny. It has the capacity to change the visionary. And you begin to look like what you look at. Exactly what you look at. Hallelujah. How do we arrive at vision? How do we arrive at vision? Number one, vision is received of the Lord. Vision comes as a revelation from God. Vision is received of the Lord. You receive vision from God. Vision comes as a revelation from God. When we read in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, God told Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee as a prophet. Jeremiah ended up discovering the purpose of God for his life as he sought the face of God. So vision is received of the Lord. It comes as a revelation. God is a giver of a vision. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 26 verse 19, Paul the Apostle speaking concerning the vision. He said, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Vision from heaven. Received from heaven. Received from God. So vision is received of the Lord. Vision comes as a revelation from God. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the right vision from you today in the name of Jesus. Number two, how do we arrive at vision? Number two, at the place of prayer. At the place of prayer. At the place of prayer, vision can be arrived at. Vision can be actualized. At the place of prayer, in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, from verse 1, you say, I will stand upon my watch, that is prayer, and I will set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say to me, unto me, say unto me, and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. And the Lord answered me and I said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. At the place of prayer, at the place of prayer, at the place of prayer. Our father told us how when he had an urge to pray concerning direction for his life, it took 3 days over there in Jos, and then the vision of his ministry was received at the place of prayer. At the place of prayer. Number three is the passion to offer solutions. When a man has a passion to offer solutions, like Joseph, like Daniel, it is what makes for vision to arrive. the pastor to offer solutions. Joseph was there to interpret the dreams of people, and then he ended up fulfilling his mission, the reason why God called him. The same thing with Daniel. The passion to offer solutions. And number four is the realization of potentials. What you carry. What you carry. The giftings of God in your life is a clear indication of the vision and the purpose of God for you. The realization of that potential. Your potential is key to your vision. Your potential, what you carry on your inside. And we know that there is no one that arrived this earth empty. Everyone arrived here loaded. There is something you need to offer your generation. As I conclude, what do you do for vision, for the vision to be fulfilled? Vision that will guarantee dominion to be fulfilled. Number one, document the vision. Document the vision. Habakkuk chapter 3, chapter 2, where we read verse 2 and 3. It said, write the vision. The Lord answered and said unto me, write the vision and make it plain. That is, document it. Whatever you have seen as a vision, document it. Number two is review the vision. Review it consistently. Review the vision. And number three, run with the vision. Take action steps. Our father left Jos and came to Abuja when God showed him. He didn't just sit there expecting the vision to come to pass. He took action steps. And number four, connection to prophetic impartation guarantees the fulfillment of your vision. Somebody shout a louder amen. I see somebody here dominating and ruling my vision. If you are that person, jump on your feet with a louder shout of amen. Leave the voice. Can we lift our hands? Can we stand our feet? Let's lift our hands and appreciate God for his word to us today on ruling and dominating by the power of vision. Let's appreciate God for that word. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. We thank you. We worship you. We honor you. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace for a clear vision for my life. Where you are taking me. Where you are taking me to. Father, I receive the clear vision of it. In the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and pray that prayer? Father, I receive a clear vision. A clear direction of where you want me to be. Where you are taking me, Lord. I receive that grace. I receive that vision today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Lift up your voice and say, Father, the action steps needed for me to take for the fulfillment of my vision. Father, I receive the grace to take every action step. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray that prayer. Every action step I need to take for the fulfillment of the vision of my life. The vision of my life. Father, every step you want me to take, I receive it today. Open your mouth and pray.
Shout it like a devil.
Finally, we're going to pray. Father, as I connect to prophetic impartation, let my vision shift to the next level. Let my vision shift to the next level. As I connect in this conference with the prophet to the prophetic impartation, let my life, let my vision shift to the next level. Lift up your voice and say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
as I connect to prophetic impartation,
I receive
a shift in my life,
in
my life destiny,
in
the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
So shall it be.
Give
them the mighty clap.
Hallelujah. I think you are in a hurry. You have reserved for us five minutes, maybe based on what was on the screen. But how many of you are blessed by this word? Very, very important. Very, very important. Where you are is not what is important. Where are you looking? He said, look from the place where you are. Don't let where you are imprison you. Don't be quarantined by your location. Don't let your condition imprison you. He said, from where you are, look. Look from the place where you are. Don't park beside your current position. Don't park. You may appear successful there, still refuse to park. It may appear like you have failed there, still refuse to park. What happened to Abraham's father? He parked. He had the vision to go into the land of Canaan. He came into the land of Haran and dwelt there. And where he dwelt, there he died. What makes monument is where movement stops. This is very important. Joseph assumed command by vision. He said, you know what? I am seeing something. What I am seeing is I see all of you buying for me. I see all of you bowing for me. Ruling by the light of vision. If you can see tomorrow today, you will be in command tomorrow. Say it again. If you can see tomorrow today, you will be in command tomorrow. What you don't see coming will never come. It doesn't happen by accident. Can you show that gate clip of the service? The gate clip, that gate clip. The exit gate. The pedestrian exit. That is people coming out of service. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and exalted above the hills, and nations shall flow. One day we were coming to a one church, my wife and I saw 6 a.m. service, people were running from the junction. Queue of vehicles and almost queue of people. And I told her, as we were sitting beside her, I told her, beware what you see. You remember what I told you? Beware what you see. Whether it is good or bad, it will come to pass. I say, you see what you are seeing now? I saw it longest time. I saw longest time that we'll have service where people are standing around the wall. On Sunday, people sat on the ground outside. On the bare floor. To this Sunday. And they were not in a hurry to move anywhere. I've been longest time convinced. You know, before we started running multiple services, we put overflow chairs outside. Even before the inside of the sanctuary was filled, we put chairs up like madman. You remember in area one? We put chairs outside. The sanctuary was not yet filled. What are you doing, Pastor? Those who will sit in it are coming. So they came. And the overflow outside was filled. Until the overflow outside the fence was filled. First service, second service, third service, fourth service, fifth service. We were contemplating the seventh service. I had already arranged the timing. The first service was meant to start like quarter to six. 5:45. I already had the schedule. And we did 5:45 at the time. Do you understand what I'm saying? We didn't move from here to prove a point. We didn't move from area one to prove a point. The place was overwhelmed. It was overwhelmed. Every night vigil, I had to use 2 faiths. The first faith is for the healing and deliverance and salvation. The second faith is for rain not to fall. Because people were sitting outside and on the road everywhere. In
if the cloud became dark in the evening, it was all night, it became an agitation. Overflow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, overflow 20. You will get there. And even if the vision tarry, wait for it. Many of us get discouraged. I've been seeing these things all these years. I haven't seen it. Even if it tarry, wait for it. You saw the steps. First of all, document the vision. And then continuously review it. That vision that you wrote down in January and you don't see it again till next year January is a waste of time. Review it. Run with the vision. Connect with prophetic impartation. And it shall come to pass. Somebody bless you, amen. Go ahead and let's celebrate the King of Kings. Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Go ahead and celebrate.
You are coming back with your testimony.
We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us +234 80 332 00320 +234 80 331 44509 +234 704 00 74930 or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
Child, Allah can't stop it. Child, Allah can't stop it.